Jenny Beth, you have a bus tour that you have been conducting, going to end up in a couple of days in Washington. Before we discuss the specifics of the bus tour, let's talk for a couple of minutes about voter integrity. Of course, a big issue after the 2020 presidential election. Why do you see this as a continuing and ongoing concern?
One thing that we learned from 2020 is that the elections are secure when we show up and we exercise our full legal rights as citizens. A lot of the election laws around the entire country depend on citizens stepping up and observing the elections, being poll watchers, engaging as election judges, poll workers, it's called in some states, and being present. And then researching voter rolls, making sure the voter rolls are up to date, understanding the law, understanding the changes to the law. All of that is just a constant education process and then a constant activating process, activism process, to ensure that we have elections where we can trust the outcome of them once they occur.
At the federal level, Jenny Beth, what sort of action would you all encourage Congress, like to see Congress take?
What we really want right now, we're working to get the SAVE Act passed into law, and the SAVE Act will ensure that we will require proof of citizenship to register to vote. And right now, that is not a requirement. So the National Voter Registration Act, which we often refer to as the Motor Voter Law, has a form tied to it. The Motor Voter Law allows us to register to vote in driver's license offices, where most people at this point do register to vote. There's a form tied to the voter registration process that stems from the Motor Voter Law, and that form has a simple checkbox where you check it off to affirm you are a citizen, but it does not require any proof of citizenship, and we are working to tighten that up and to ensure that there is proof of citizenship. Loman, this is a real problem in several states across the country. The most egregious example is in the state of Arizona, where they have required proof of citizenship for many years. And over a decade ago, they were sued. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court came back and told the state of Arizona they must accept the voter registrations that have checked the box from the Motor Voter Law. So in Arizona, if you've shown proof of citizenship, you get a ballot that has president all the way down to the most local level, like a school board level office. However, in that border state, if you have not shown proof of citizenship, you still get a ballot and you can vote for president, Senate, and Congress. It's called the federal-only ballot. And I just think that's crazy. It is because the law right now does not require proof of citizenship, and we're trying to close that loophole.
Well, that would certainly seem to me, Jenny Beth, to be one of the most basic elements of participating in the electoral process. What does the Tea Party Patriots Action stand on photo ID? It's something that President Trump has talked about a lot. Many states, including Pennsylvania, do not have it. Do you think it's essential?
I think it is essential and not but. I come from a state, from Georgia, and I've moved to Florida recently. Both states require an ID in order to vote. And in fact, Georgia requires the showing the last four digits of your voter ID when you are voting by mail or absentee voting. I think it's very important because that way you're ensuring that the person who is casting their ballot is indeed the person who they claim to be. And it just helps secure the process. We have to have IDs to go to the airport and get on an airplane. You have to have an ID to get alcohol in this country. And our ballots are much more precious than a case of beer.
So in addition to the efforts that you have at the federal level, a significant amount of voter registration or administration of elections falls to the states and even the county level. Is your organization active at those levels as well?
We are active in the state and county level, and we partner oftentimes with the Election Integrity Network with election integrity related issues. So part of what we've really focused on is training people who will be poll watchers or election observers in various places around the country. And then also working very hard to recruit those people from everywhere in the country and then plug them in with their local and state volunteers either in the Election Integrity Network or who work on election integrity in those states and counties to ensure they're plugged in to be able to work the polls. In Pennsylvania, I think that's called an election judge, but in other states it's called a poll worker, and then also to watch or observe the polls.
We are talking with Jenny Beth Martin, who is co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots Action. And Jenny Beth, you have an Only Citizens Vote bus tour. It was in Pennsylvania this past week. You have a big, fantastic finish coming up next week. Want to tell us a bit about the bus tour?
We have the Only Citizens Vote bus tour. We began nearly 3 weeks ago in Southern California, went all the way across the southern part of the country to North Carolina, repositioned the bus over Labor Day weekend, and began again on Labor Day in Wisconsin, went across through Pennsylvania. On Monday, we finished the states in Maryland, and then on Wednesday, September 10th, we have a rally in Washington, D.C. Throughout the entire tour, we've been asking people to sign a petition in support of the SAVE Act, which again will require proof of citizenship to register to vote. And we'll be giving those petitions to the Senate and congressional offices on September 10th. We'll be turning those petitions in, making sure they understand that Americans across this country want to ensure that only American citizens are voting in American elections for president, Senate, and Congress.
It seems that perhaps not everybody agrees with you. You had some vandalism problems, didn't you?
Yeah, we've had a few people who have protested along the way, and then we had vandalism when we were in Arizona. Somebody took a tire valve out and caused us to have a flat tire. We addressed it, got it repaired, and kept on going. We're not letting the people who disagree with what we are doing detract from us. But remember this, it is only a very fringe minority who don't agree with what we are trying to accomplish. Over 80%, in fact, 87% of Americans agree that only American citizens should be voting in American elections. And they also, over 80% also agree that we should require proof of citizenship to register to vote. And in fact, some of the places where we've had protesters, they're complaining about all sorts of things that the bus tour is not about. And I just, a few times, and others of us on the tour have said, but I bet we could agree only American citizens should vote in American elections, right? Like, we at least agree on that. And they'll go, well, yeah, I do agree with that, but I hate something else. And we're like, okay, well, I hate that, but at least we can agree here. And that's the kind of reception that we've had. People, even the people who are supposedly protesting, actually agree with what we're trying to accomplish on this bus tour.
And so when you arrive at the nation's capital here in a couple of days and you have your big rally, any featured speakers, what do you plan to do at the rally?
We'll have some congressmen who are speaking, some of our coalition partners, Cleta Mitchell from the Election Integrity Network. We have several different coalition partners who will be speaking. And there will be some speeches, but the big purpose of our visit on the 10th, while we do want to have speeches and give people the chance to be in front of the microphone, we really want to get these petitions delivered. So people who are listening right now, if they have not signed our petition, or if they want to join us in D.C., we always get a great crowd from PA when we have events in D.C., and I love seeing all those PA people when we are in D.C. Just go to demandonlycitizensvote.com, demandonlycitizensvote.com, and sign our petition and make your plans to join us on Wednesday at noon on the Capitol grounds.
Okay, Wednesday at noon on the Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C. Jenny Beth Martin, let's talk for a couple of minutes here. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the Tea Party Patriots Action. You are a co-founder. How did you come about doing this?
In 2009, Rick Santelli, who is a commentator on CNBC, had a rant about President Obama's stimulus bill. And remember, that bill was moving through Congress on the heels of bank bailouts and TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief bill, back in 2008 under President Bush. And Santelli said that our founding fathers would be turning over in their graves, and we needed to have a tea party just like our founding fathers did. And there were about two dozen of us or so who heard that rant, got on a conference call the next day, and decided we are going to have a tea party. The very next week, we had 48 tea parties across the country. I'd never even been to a protest before, and I was organizing one. I had to learn how to protest. We had 35,000 people in attendance. 6 weeks later, we had over 850 Tax Day Tea Parties around the country with over a million people in attendance. And later that year, on September 12th, we had the Taxpayer March on D.C., and we had over 1.5 million people at that event. And we stood for then, continue to stand for personal freedom, economic freedom, and a debt-free future. We believe in constitutionally limited government, and we want the government to be fiscally responsible with our tax dollars.
So you have the petition, and there's obviously has been a groundswell over the past decade or so on behalf of the Tea Party movement. Looking ahead, do you see your organization continuing to expand in additional states, expand its influence nationally? What are your future plans?
Our plans are very similar to what we currently are working on, and that is we work to find legislation that we can advance that helps expand our personal freedom, protect our constitutional rights, and also finding ways to get the government to spend less money. We really want to get to a point where we have a balanced budget in America once again.
Actually, it would be nice if we ever actually had a budget passed instead of...
Well, that's true. they aren't very good about passing budgets at all right now.
Once again, Jenny Beth, the website where folks can go.
DemandOnlyCitizensVote.com. DemandOnlyCitizensVote.com.
Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Loman.